Today's gospel on the talents comes appropriately towards the end of the ecclesiastical year. To be exact, it comes in the same chapter as Christ's prediction of the last day. In the closing years of the ecclesiastical year, the church wants to remind us that we should make an inventory of our lives to see how well we are doing, how well we are using the gifts, opportunities, and privileges that God gives us. God does not give any two persons the same gifts, either of nature or of grace. In other words, Christianity is not a democracy. God therefore gives some people more of everything, more material wealth, a better family into which they are born. God gives some people more intelligence. How will I know? Having taught my Jesuits for 25 years, all above intelligence, normal intelligence, but no two the same. God does not give any two of us, strange as it may seem, the same measure or degree of grace. That's the first lesson of today's gospel. On the one hand, if we have received more, be sure that you will be more responsible. The more we receive, the harder it will be for us. When we enter eternity, we're going to be judged on our capital. If we receive less, not to pity ourselves, above all not to envy those who have received more. Why not? Because if we receive less, we will be responsible for less. That's the first lesson. No two of us have been equally gifted from the moment of our conception. It's an article of faith that each soul, when created by God and infused into the just conceived body, every soul has, the Latin word here, the definition is distinctive, distinctively, differently. No two are the same. Second lesson. Whatever we have received from God is not is not to be, well, just hugged or admired. And then, as today's gospel tells us, and buried. Whatever gifts we have received from God are meant to be used by us according to the measure of the gifts we have received. In other words, the more we've received, the more responsible we are. What then is the second lesson? That I take stock of myself, and not just occasionally, say, in an annual retreat, but every day, make an inventory of what graces, what gifts, what opportunities God put in my way today. And some of those opportunities may be pleasant, and some may be painful. Well, then are we being told we are to make use every day, a daily inventory of the graces that God puts into our lives is necessary for growth in sanctity? How have I spent my time? Time is a gift from God. The persons that entered my life during the day. How have I made use of those opportunities? Second lesson, therefore, we shall be responsible before God, not just in some global, comprehensive way, but day after day, God keeps putting creatures into our lives with a view to our using them according to His will. And remember my favorite quadrant. The creatures in my life that God wants me to enjoy. Have I enjoyed what God wanted me to enjoy today? Or in the morning, what does God want me to enjoy in the day to come? What has God put into my life? And these are gifts that He wants me to endure. Are all the talents that God puts into our lives pleasant, enjoyable? No! To use the talents that God gave us means work, means sweat. And having taught again, my own Jesuits, for so many years, as I've told my own brethren, the hardest thing for a Jesuit in life is to use the mind that God gave him. Use it. And we're all lazy. All of us. You're lazy, did you know that? Yeah. When I was your age, how well I know. Third lesson. And Christ might have given us a different parable. But the one he gave was of, remember, three men, each being differently gifted. Five, two in one. The one with the five invested, used the gifts that God gave him, symbolized by the owner who went out on a journey. Who was the loafer? The one who received one. And the more we deal with gifted people, I may have told you this story, but even if I did, it's worth repeating. Second year of high school, a class in algebra, after a test that we received from the Marian brother who was teaching us, I got my paper back, and Hartman, Gordon Hartman, sitting behind me, Harden Hartman. Those were the organized days. Whatever, I don't know what grade he got. Looked over my shoulder and saw my grade. How many of you have heard this story? Oh, gee, thanks. He tapped me on the shoulder. You smart guys, I'll bet I'll get to heaven before you do. That's algebra class. Second year at Cathedral Latin High School in Cleveland. The bugger. That was in the fall. Shortly after Easter next year, Hartman had some tooth extracted. The dentist did a bad job. That's before the penicillin and sulfa drug days. Part of the tooth was left in the jaw. Infection set in, and I visited Gordon Hartman when he was dying at the age of 16. Happy as can be, just days to live. I thought to myself, Gordon, fear what word was on my mind. You were right. He got to heaven. Shall I see before I did? I'm still hoping to get there. The hardest thing for people who are not extraordinarily gifted, whether with intelligence or even with divine grace, or with money, or with education, or with social prestige. The hardest thing for those people is to use what they've got and not look at anyone else. Christ, remember, this is God in human form telling us, the one who received only one talent was condemned. One more lesson. How are we to use whatever talents the Lord gave us? We are to use them. Memorize this. Whatever gifts we received, we have received for others. This is my favorite definition of Christian charity. We love God and we serve Him only as faithfully as we love and serve and benefit others. You may be surprised. Over the years, I've told people, never read anything, just to stuff your own mind. Never learn anything because on the last day, and this is why the church wants us to think in these terms, on our own individual last day and on the corporate last day of the world, we're going to give an account the moment we face God when we enter eternity on how well we have used whatever God gave us, no matter what pittance we may think we have for others. Lord Jesus, You have created us and gifted us with a variety of talents. Some of us have been deeply enriched by Your goodness. Others are very poor. Poor financially. Poor psychologically. Poor socially. Poor vocally. Poor mentally. And even we think poor spiritually. Open our eyes, dear Lord, to see what You have given us. And then for the rest of the days still left us, give us, dear Jesus, the industriousness, the willingness to work, to use what much or little You have given us, and to use it for the benefit of others, so that when You call us into eternity, You will tell us what in the parable the owner told the first two who are rewarded for using the gifts of God that He gave them. And protect us, dear Jesus, from hearing those awful words. You there, take the 1,000 away from him and give it to the man with the 10,000. Throw this worthless servant into the darkness outside, where he can wail and grind his teeth. And the church interprets that passage as one of the 38 passages in the Gospels where Jesus foretells the existence and the punishment of hell. Dear Lord, give us eyes to see what you have given us, and strength to do what you want us to do, for the much or the little you have given us. Amen. I was asked to make an announcement and invite all of you to stay for class. I was reminded I didn't even pay attention that not a few who come to Mass, oh God bless you, and bring your friends for Mass. But if you can, you are cordially welcome to stay for class. Thank you.